this is the first time that they acknowledge and recognize that the international legal framework has evolved, and the norm now is 18 years of age, and that is really a major breakthrough. So they have committed to stop recruiting anybody under 18. At the same time, work to begin a process of separating the minors who are in their ranks. I mean, we need to set up a mechanism that both the guerrilla and the government agreed to, and that conforms with international standards, that includes best practices internationally. This will take some time to get off the ground, but it's a big step forward that the FARC have agreed to discuss initiating such a program and seem to be ready to move forward, at least to begin the separations of the youngest minors who are living in their camps.
What is the magnitude of this problem in Colombia? Are there any estimates of how many children have been recruited so far?
You know, it's impossible to do a census of the minors, of the children that are with armed groups. And one has to remember, in Colombia, there are many armed groups, of which FARC is the largest, but there are many others. And all of them, I think without exception, have under 18-year-olds. We know that thousands, if not tens of thousands of children are either with guerrilla groups or with criminal groups in Colombia. It's a major challenge. And one has to say that in its origins, this problem is related to extreme poverty, to the absence of the state, to lawlessness in certain parts, marginal parts of Colombia. And that means in practical terms that these armed groups can prey on children with impunity, can enter schools, can recruit from schools. It means that children and the families in which the children are often see no future for their children outside joining an armed group. It means that poverty is such that they sometimes go to armed groups because that's the only means they can get access to a sustenance. And then, of course, the third factor is a culture of violence. In poor urban settings, there can be a glorification among youth of culture of the gun, the culture of having a pistol, and it's seen as a way of gaining power, of gaining control at a very young age.
What are the most pressing issues that should be taken into account once the process of liberation and reintegration into society is being put into place?
Well, there will be a number of challenges. I mean, the international experience is that children who leave armed groups don't have an adequate reintegration, a purpose-built reintegration program. Not only are they likely to be left with a lot of trauma, a lot of suffering through what they've lived, they're also very vulnerable to recruitment by other armed groups or to entering into a life of violence. So the first is to make sure that there's a proper reintegration system that they can enter into and benefit from, and that really helps them deal with what they've had to live through and equips them with the skills to do that in a way that ensures that they make a positive contribution. The second key element is ensuring that they get adequate protection. I mean, many of these children will suffer discrimination, will suffer stigmatization if it's known that they belong to a guerrilla group. And the children are vulnerable to revenge attacks or to discrimination or hate campaigns. And it's the communities they come back to, often very poor communities, also need to be helped. I mean, it can't be, the focus can't just be only on the child, but also has to be to the families and the communities that they come from. And finally, they need to be immune from legal prosecution. It has to be understood that these children are first and foremost victims, and that whatever act they might have been compelled to commit while with a guerrilla, they have to be immune from any legal process and also immune from questioning or from use as intelligence assets has to be strictly prevented.